In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Rejoice with me. We find in this word of Jesus today a real joy in our hearts. We are maybe sinners, but here we find a good place and we can say the Lord is with us, sitting and giving and fooding our poor sinners that we are. We had recently the nice feast day of Corpus Christi. You show the tabernacle, and then we open the tabernacle and we see the host. But what we find in the host, we find the real presence of the Sacred Heart of Jesus with all his bloody, all his full flesh and soul and divinity. But now today we want to open the heart, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, like did the soldier in the cross. And today we can open the heart of Jesus when what we found really love, we find mercy. That's for us this contemplation. Your charity has allowed you to be wounded by the visible blow of the lance, so that we may venerate these wounds of your invisible love. Invisible love, uncreated love. Forever God is loving, since ever and forever just love. And you know how this uncreated love take a visage, take a face, and how by love, so love will be incarnated in the flesh and the blood and the face of our Jesus. That's the way of redemption. The sins was not the last word. The last word of the sin was redemption. Jesus came as new Adam, and he brought all his children, the children of God like he, in the heaven. We never have any words to express this wonderful capacity, ability to God to be merciful. We can never have so too much confidence in his infinite mercy. That's a real lesson, the teaching of our Holy Mother Church for today. Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. And how it's nice to see the frustration, you know, when the first way to represent our Lord was not before the cross, but first the Good Shepherd, you know. He takes our souls, he takes our sin out, and he wants to care us, and he wants to search our souls. It's a little bit, you know, our everyday story. Yeah, of course, we have good moment and maybe real important way when we had this good conversion, or maybe we will have this nice conversion when we want to offer our souls to Jesus, and our life is full of this, you know. Sometimes you have really important way to say yes, as Adam said not. We say yes, maybe the day of your first communion, maybe the day of when you take the nice engagement of your marriage, maybe the day when you follow the Lord to be, maybe the priest will be, or the sister, you know, we don't know. But we have all these occasions after maybe a big and huge sin, maybe after a fail, but now you don't forgive. That's our everyday story. How many times we resolve to overcome maybe impatience, quick tempers or sensitiveness, and we fall again every day. And the Lord is not tired, and he came back, and he will take our, and he will find a way, like here in the confessional, always caring and loving us. The heart of Jesus thrills with joy when humbly acknowledging your faults, we came to flying ourselves into his arms, imploring forgiveness, then he loves us even more than before we fell. You know, the story of the Sacred Heart was revelated to Saint Margaret Marie, but it first takes time in the Gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Eternal life, that's our vocation. So now it's a good question. How can I grow in devotion to this love? How can I grow in the devotion to Sacred Heart? I think we need to know that, and probably it's something could touch myself. It's my own conversion, but also a social themes. Everyone need to know, because the church is family, and who grow in the holiness will grow with all the church. Who grow, but we make all the church growing together. First, I read the Sacred Heart speaking to Sister Josepha. I don't know if you know Sister Josepha. She was born in Madrid but died in France. And she could have a talk and visions of our Lord. And also she was attacked by the devil. Like Saint Peter warned us today. Every day we have to fight. Don't sleep. We can scream. The devil is there around us. But Sister Josepha was giving a huge weight to please the Lord. It's what we do every day in the mission before the Mass for the school, you know, the school Mass every day. Five, Our Father. Just take time. Maybe the morning, maybe before Mass, maybe as Thanksgiving. Just this prayer of five, Our Father, to greet everyone, each wound of Jesus, wound of his feet, wound of his hands, wound of his Sacred Heart. That was, how did Jesus love me? He loves me through the wounds, and he will never take these wounds out. When he came to Thomas, take and put your finger here. He was a huge and nice body. Resurrection gives his youth a nice body, but he wants to that, maybe this memory. Love has memory, and memory is the wood of Jesus. So maybe you have to remind that. It's easy, five, Our Father. Each day you can pray that, and it will make the heart of Jesus more enjoy when we greet him with five, Father. So then you know, you have the good devotion, because you know, when you first meet fiancés, you will tell them, you know, love is not only one day or 2 weeks. It's a long time. So your preparation to love, it's what you will do. So it's not what is going in one day will disappear in one day. But what you do with the time will take time and will keep and will be there for a long time. So maybe You could try again to have this 9 first Friday. It's a good goal. Each first Friday, you will please the Lord. You will offer confession. You will offer a communion. You will offer an opportunity once, maybe in the month, to have nice time, to love Jesus in the adoration. So you will take this 9 Friday, and you will please, and you will repair all the sins, your sins, my sins, all the sins from each one. We need maybe to discover, because 9 Friday, it's a time of a huge spiritual pregnancy to bring a new soul to Jesus, and he will be able to grow with the time, and I will invite you to rediscover this devotion. But then you have more, because society is difficult to change, you know, and especially now we see how it's difficult, but sometimes wonder happens, you know. We can speak about the recent against abortion law in the Supreme Court, but it's not the way so easy to change the laws and everything. But society is a group of families. And you have to discover or to know or renew that the enthronement of Jesus in the family is a real way to change our society. Because if you change the roots, if you change the source of the society, the root of society is to bring families to Jesus. So each family has to be apostle and to change and to consecrate, to enthrone and enthrone Jesus in the center of each family. It was the inspiration of Father Mateo. Father Mateo was a Chilean from Chile, and then he went in Paris Le Monial during World War I. He could not go away back in his country because war. And he was praying, and he got this nice inspiration. Every family needs to be to Jesus, to consecrate to Jesus. And he talked to Pope Pius X, and the Pope Pius X, when he listened, that's his inspiration of God, probably of the Holy Spirit, he offered him, I want you to do this work, this job. All your time will just be to preach and to make this consecration. And after that country, in France, in Spain, it was many countries and places and families to consecrate them to Jesus. It's really easy. You have to talk with your canons there. And it's an official, it's a social recognition of the rule of the Sacred Heart in your family, of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, with a solemn installation of a nice image of Jesus, of the Sacred Heart. You will find that. It's easy. And then you will bring all your family. You will pray for all the poor souls from your family. And you will consecrate as father and then as mother and all children together to bring Jesus. We want to be on the rule of Jesus. We want to serve Jesus in our daily life. When I'm working, when I am in school, where I'm playing, where I'm, everything will be with Jesus. He is in the center of our family to increase worship of God, to increase our belief in the merciful love of God. And every family needs to know that if you cannot have mercy, you will not survive in your poor human family. To offer loves to God in return of all this infinite love for us. Every family has to know that. To make also reparation for all the sins, and especially now in the sins against family, against birth, against life. We need that. And then to increase devotion to the Eucharist. So take care the preparation for the communion. Take care your maybe monthly confession. Take care especially Thanksgiving after communion, you know. Each communion is a wonderful gift, as it was the first, as it was the only one, as it was the last one. So try now. You have to try to that increase our devotion to the Sacred Heart, and especially today for the gift of the mercy of God. Pray the Rosary of the Mercy of God, you know. This rosary is really short, is really nice. Go and ask canon to make the enthronement of your family. You have all the May of June, all the month of June to prepare that, or maybe to talk with canon. And we want to have Jesus in our family. That's what you have to pray in this High Mass. And of course, then you will contribute, like we are, the hand of Jesus, the sheep, is sometimes away from America and Africa, so we have to run after the sheep. But then, especially through your prayers and your consecration, you will contribute that the fire that Jesus kindled in the world grow. So together we offer that in our intention of Mass. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.